Union opposed bills that made waves in the House and Senate in the first weeks of the session have crossed the rotunda after votes to approve the measures. Now, both chambers are set to take votes on those provisions Thursday. In the House, it's right to work. In the Senate, a repeal of the state's prevailing wage. That bill was before the Senate Government Organization Committee Monday morning, but the fight over its economic impact also carried over onto the floor.
We need to keep a prevailing wage here in West Virginia.
Three contractors spoke against the repeal of the state's prevailing wage before the Senate committee. Glenn Jeffries was one of them. His company, Cornerstone Interiors, is based in Putnam County.
I am asking that we work together with the individuals who represent this industry and find a fair answer that is good for the West Virginia taxpayer, the West Virginia contractor, and the West Virginia construction worker.
A year ago, lawmakers were faced with the same issue, whether or not to repeal the wage rate. Prevailing wage is the hourly rate of pay and benefits construction workers are paid on government-funded jobs. Last session, instead of a repeal, lawmakers compromised and settled on a recalculation of the wage rate. But the question is back and facing just as much debate. Mike Davis is the vice president of G&G Builders, based in Scott Depot. He told the committee when the GOP took over the legislature in 2015, he hoped a change in leadership could fix the problems the state is facing.
With all the real problems that West Virginia has, it was decided that prevailing wage was the worst. It was the first item that needed to be took up. You decided the path of prosperity, in my opinion, was to lower wages.
That's what those opposed to a repeal say, that without the prevailing wage rate, the salaries of workers on government construction sites will be cut. The opposition also says contractors from outside West Virginia will undercut in-state companies and bring in out-of-state workers for local jobs. Brian Hoyleman with the Associated Builders and Contractors of West Virginia says those claims are false.
While it may sound likely that without a prevailing wage in place, anyone and everyone with a hammer in their hand or a bus full of workers with any level of expertise or from anywhere else can bid on a project for dirt cheap, but that simply isn't the case. We have stressed this point constantly and we will continue to, that your company and your workers must meet a series of qualification guidelines in order to even consider bidding on a state-funded project in West Virginia.
After allowing both sides to speak to the issue, senators still voted on party lines to pass the bill out of committee. But the debate spilled over onto the Senate floor with a motion from Senator Ron Miller.
I move today that we have a fiscal note on House Bill 4005.
A fiscal note is an attachment to a bill that explains the impact a piece of legislation will have on the state's budget. Miller had asked for the note in committee, but as he explains, was told then it was too late to request one.
And I'd asked for this in committee and mistakenly, and it was a mistake, it wasn't intentional, I was told I could not offer that motion. It wasn't a germane motion, basically. And looking at the rules, Rule 15-2A, I believe is the rule number. It is germane, and it is something that we can discuss, and it is something that we should ask for, particularly when a piece of legislation has profound financial implications on this state, one way or the other.
Supporters of the legislation say a repeal would save taxpayer dollars by bringing down the cost per square foot of construction projects. But Miller, as well as other Democrats like Minority Leader Jeff Kessler, say if that's the case, they want the fiscal note to bear it out. Kessler also wanted a second reference on the bill to the chamber's finance committee, which didn't happen. Both Kessler and Miller maintain the majority is pushing a vote quickly in order to override a possible gubernatorial veto. The Senate denied the fiscal note request on a 16-18 party line vote. The bill will likely be up for a vote by the full chamber Thursday. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.